JAX Chattanoogans is an annual event to benefit the pediatric cancer programs at the Children's Hospital. It is unique in how funds are raised because people shave their heads for donations. I spoke with the young man that started this event, the Jack, from JAX Chattanoogans. How many 10-year-old boys just suddenly decide to shave their heads in support of children with cancer, especially when they personally don't know anyone with cancer? That's exactly what Jack Skoranek did in 2009. 4 years later, he's still shaving his head every year. Jack, why did you want to do this?
Well, Rabbit, I read a book called Drums, Girls, and Dangerous Pie. It's about a middle school boy named Steven, and his younger brother, about 5 years old, Jeffrey, was diagnosed with ALL leukemia. So the story's about the financial and the social struggles the family had dealing with a child with cancer. At one point in time in the book, Steven shaved his head in support of Jeffrey going through chemotherapy. And I really was impressed by that. I told my mom I have to shave my head.
Dawn Skoranek, being the mother that she is, didn't hesitate for long, did you?
Oh, gosh, no, not at all, Rabbit. My first question was why. I think most parents would have said no, and I have many parents admit to me that they would have said no, but I said why. I needed to know what was motivating my son so strongly. And then he explained the book that he read to me. And I told him not only could he shave his head and show empathy to the children, but I told him you could fundraise and actually make an impact. So we've learned a lot about fundraising in a few years.
You've been shaving your head every year now, Jack, for several years. And each year, your organization now, JAX Chattanoogans, is bringing in more and more money for Erlanger Children's Hospital and the cancer therapy programs they have there. How do you feel about this expanding network of people that are getting involved in doing the same thing you're doing?
Every day I am more amazed with the reactions I get from people and the more people that come in. I mean, just the other day, I shaved two young boys' head because they couldn't be at the event and they really wanted to. And I was so impressed because it's such a young age, younger than I was when I started. And just to see those kids do that just really amazes me.
You do this every summer now. So you spend the summer with a relatively cool shaved head and your hair. Is it back in time for school?
Not all of it. I have still some to grow out, but as I shave it more, it comes back even quicker.
What do your friends think about what you're doing?
A lot of them are, they wouldn't do it, probably. They're freaked out by it with no hair. They make fun of me, and then I just end up making fun of them because I call them wimps. But, yeah, they've been supportive. Actually, the first time I did it in Tennessee, I had two of my friends come out and shave their heads with me, so that was pretty cool.
Each year, more and more money is raised. Each year, you individually make more money because a lot of people sign up to pledge their support for what you are doing. Are you going to continue this?
I plan on continuing for the rest of my life, and well, until I have no hair, until I go bald.
You think that's likely to happen?
I hope not.
The mover and shaker behind the organization is definitely Dawn. You spend a lot of time promoting the event, organizing the event and getting more people involved. It pretty much takes up a lot of your time.
It does, but my new philosophy that I came up with a couple months ago is philanthropy is the gift you give to yourself. And by being part of the community and the outreach, I am given gifts every day of appreciation. For example, Kennedy Griffith, we are dedicating this year to her. She passed away in December. Her mother has told me multiple times that she can't believe what we do. She's grateful for us. She's humbled by us. I don't know how somebody who can lose a daughter could be humbled by what I do, but it is humbling to have somebody say that to you. And we just love helping people. It's been great. Again, Jack he's being recognized out in the community. They know who they are. People know about the event. And again, we've only been here for a few years, but people know about this event. And all we're doing is we're using social media. We're talking to our friends. We're making some fun videos to tell stories about the people who do work with us and who sponsor us. And this year we're starting to do Shavy stories because it occurred to me that last year after some of the roller girls had shaved their heads, and I think it was Bully Von Beatem, experienced reactions in public that she didn't expect. And I really wanted to document that for a couple of reasons. One, I think it's important that they get the acknowledgement for their sacrifice. And it occurred to me, I plan all the way up until the day of. I, you know, enjoy that day, like the wedding day, then it's over for me. But there are those folks who make that sacrifice and they go out back to work, out into the community. And especially for women, people either assume that they're sick. They don't assume like a man, he got a haircut for the summer. Okay, they're assuming there's something wrong. It's some sort of statement that they're trying to make. And that was really interesting. And I wanted to share that because I wanted people to be more aware. And like when Jack decided to show that it was okay to be bald, he was trying to make a statement. And these women are too, and everybody who does it. So we did get pins this year that say, ask me about my noggin. I want that dialogue to be available after the event. Because like I said, the hair is going to grow back. It doesn't grow back overnight. They have the anticipation leading up to the event, the day of the event, and then they live with this sacrifice and, you know, their choice to help for a little while thereafter. So that was really impactful for me. And we're trying to capture that in video to share with others so it can inspire other people to make a difference and take that bold step.
A lot of the shavees, if they have long hair, they then also donate that to Locks of Love or some of the other organizations that take the donated hair to make wigs. So they're supporting cancer in more than one way.
Absolutely. And there's a couple different organizations. We have Fantastic Sam's partnering with us, and they're providing the stylists again to us this year. So we're grateful for that. They do the shaving. And however, if there is somebody whose hair is long enough and meets the requirements of donation, they will make that accommodation. They'll cut the hair, and then the individual can send it off to the organization of their choice, because there are several varying lengths and different organizations, different requirements. So that's something that the shavee can do with their hair. Absolutely. It's a two-for-one deal.
Now, this is going to happen at the Chattanooga Market on June 9th. And even if you haven't already signed up to shave, you can still get on the list and shave right there that day.
Absolutely. We encourage everybody to sign up so they have time to fundraise at jackschattanoogans.org, of course. However, we get so many, I would say at least 20, maybe 25% of our shavees end up walking up that day to shave. And the only thing that we require that day, since they haven't had the time to fundraise, is a $25 minimum donation. If they want to give more, that's great, but it's just a minimum $25 donation.
For the other shavees that have taken the time to register, there's a unique web page for them that they can solicit their friends to get donations, and it becomes a competition. You even have teams.
We do. It's great. I think we have about 7 registered teams this year. Wagzilla is doing another team. We have a team called the Bald-Headed Sallys, a gal from TVA, and her whole family is a shaving, except for her youngest daughter. So there's going to be 4 bald heads there. But we do have more teams. We have a team from Sigma Chi that has just registered. Jack got to interview them the other day for an episode of Jack TV. So they're thinking about doing a car wash to raise some money. So it's wonderful to get the teams together. And I hope to do that more in the future, teams and team competition within the city, maybe between the fire department, the police department, who knows, Sigma Chi and something else. So it is kind of fun. And you can have an individual competition within the team itself. So, you know, we do have some incentives for top fundraisers, but the incentive really is the impact that you're going to feel by making such a huge difference. What we're giving as gifts doesn't really mean all that much. It's what you're going to feel inside from, you know, your gift to someone.
The Chattanooga Market is providing you with the space.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is helping you out?
EPB Fiber Optics is fantastic. They have worked with us. This is the second year, so we're grateful for their support. They've done a commercial for us. Their support means everything to us, and it's very personal for Jack and I. This is not just a fundraiser. This is not my job. This is a family thing we do, so I take everything very personally. Fox 61 is also a media sponsor for us this year, and they've produced a great commercial for Jack. You have to check it out. It's pretty cute. And of course, Fantastic Sam's. Again, they're providing the stylist this year, so we're really grateful for that partnership to have the stylists all lined up, and I don't have to worry about that.
Now, Jack, getting back to you, with Jack TV, I've watched a few episodes where you've interviewed people at the market, a rather fast-talking, energetic young man on that microphone. You are continuing to produce pieces for Jack TV. What does that mean to you?
Well, it means a lot. I really want to get to know the shavees or the people that help out with Jack's channel. I think Jack TV is a fantastic way for me to get to know them better, get to know everyone better.
Where can you see your segments?
You can see my segments on YouTube. Just search Jack TV and it comes up.
Excellent. Now, are almost all your Jack TV spots related to Jack's Chattanoogans?
Yes, we don't really interview random people. I hand pick every one of our guests, so I need to know if you're qualified to be interviewed by me.
Why did you choose Kennedy to devote this particular event to?
I chose Kennedy because she was the first child with cancer I've actually met and got to know. In the first Jack's Chattanoogans, we did a radio commercial together. This past December 17th, she passed away. and it was awful. And I really wanted this Jack Chanagans to be about that. And also, we're going to recognize Mark Goodman, who also recently passed away. He used to be a co-worker with my father. From the beginning I've moved here, he shaved his head. Even before Jack Chanagans, he shaved his head with me, and he passed away. So I really want him and Kennedy to both be recognized.
It's not too late. You can shave your head, sponsor a shavy, or donate to Jack's Chattanoggins in honor of everyone giving up their locks to support pediatric cancer and the programs at the Children's Hospital at Erlanger. You can see it all happen at the Chattanooga Market on Sunday, June 9th. Visit jackshaves.org or follow the links from the Around and About blog at wutc.org to learn more. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.